revenue from oil is stopped. The second thing, the government is continuing waging war against its people in Darfur, in Blue Nile, and in South Kordofan. And the government itself says that the war costs about $4 million per day. Besides that, the government says it's going to solve its problem by increasing taxation. And that will increase the burden on the people, on their living conditions, they will deteriorate and things like that. So there is no solution for the government except to accept and to come to an agreement with the South about transforming oil. The second thing is to stop the war. The third thing is to stop the extravagance in the government, because the government operates itself, absorbs more than 60% of the budget of the Sudan government.
What are the political parties in Sudan doing to save this situation?
They are preparing for the overthrow of this government. There is no way in front of us except to either to overthrow this government or force it to stop increasing the prices and stopping the war. And the government itself is stating that it will suppress any movement from the people. And that means the government gives the people two alternatives: either to die from lack of food and lack of medicines and ill treatment, or to die by bullets if they went to the streets. That is what the government offers the people.
What is the mood among the civil society and, if you like, the common people in Khartoum these days?
Everybody is against the government policy of increasing the prices. Everybody is against. Demonstrations will start in the streets and things like that, and nobody will come forecast what will happen next, but still the people will resist the increase in prices.
Now, with this increase of prices on food commodities, how are people surviving in Khartoum and the other cities in Sudan?
It is a very difficult situation. People who used to take 3 meals per day are taking about 2. People who used to take 2 are going for 1. And people who were depending on 1 will depend on half a meal. I think like that. The people will suffer physically from lack of food stuffs, from malnutrition, and from lack of medicines and lack of treatment, and the high prices of treatment in the hospital.
In the 1980s, the same situation was in Sudan, where President Jafar Mohamed Nimeiri was ousted because he increased the prices of bread and sugar. Is history repeating itself in Sudan?
I think the same thing will be now. And this time, it is going to be worse than that, because the government itself is declaring that it will resist any movement by force.
But when are people planning to go to the streets? You have any dates set?
Oh no, you can't say when, because every day they are complaining in different parts of the Sudan. Every day there is some place where people are on the streets. But that will take a bit of time to make it a general thing, or like what is happening in Syria or in Egypt and things like that. It will take some time to reach that level. But still, there are several isolated protests in several parts of the Sudan.